7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That's 1023. And that's obviously not the correct time because my clock says 1930 UTC, and that of course means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello and welcome once again to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm the operator with my pocket calculator. I am adding and subtracting. And I'm getting ready to pour myself some tea because I'm thirsty for tea. Oh, I got tea. What kind of tea do I have today? The same tea as yesterday. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I can't get enough. It's the most delicious thing ever. This is like the fifth infusion. And it's still amazing. Okay. All right. So what's happening? Where are we at? What are we doing? Well, it's cold. I woke up cold this morning. That's kind of a good thing, kind of a bad thing. I had a weird night. Not necessarily a bad night. Didn't sleep super great, but I don't know. I don't feel completely terrible, so that's good. I am walking a little bit, kind of, doing pretty good. And the first thing we need to do, because I heard some commotion earlier, is we need to leave this room and see what the other person that lives in this house is doing. Because there were some noises. Just about, 5 minutes before Well, hello! I was looking for you. What are you doing? I heard some noises. I heard some stuff fall over upstairs. What's happening? Yeah, you're a good baby. What is it? What do you want to do? Okay, now the cat has stood up and now she's rubbing her face on my Cat 5 cable. And now she's walked over and she's rubbing her face against the steel tongue drum case. I think these are all signs that we don't necessarily need to go pour any H2O. We probably just need to sit down here and prepare the kitty business pit. Oh, so let's do that as I sit down. Okay, yes, hi, Peppa, hello. Peppa says, yay, we're gonna do stuff. Yes, let me get the banky over. Just wait, I got to get the banky on my leg. Okay. Yeah, now you can, now, there you go. Okay, yes, oh, it's a good baby. Oh, you're such a good baby. Fluffy lumps are now in the kitty business pit as I sit here and pet my cat. Hi, hello, she's looking at me. You're looking at me with your kitty face. You have such a kitty face. All right, so what's been happening? Well, other than kitty face, I was surprised this morning when I woke up and I did not find an email in my inbox from Booper. Because for the last couple of days, we've been carrying on this conversation. An unusual conversation that I never thought I would have with Booper, but it's happening. 40 years after the fact or whatever. Oh, so you might be wondering, what is Booper up to? What has Booper been thinking? What insane thoughts are running through Booper's mind? Well, this is hard to explain, and I don't even know where to start with this. But for some reason or another, Booper has decided that he wants to get into sailing, that he wants to buy a boat, buy a sailboat, and learn how to sail. Now, if anybody out there who's listening to this sails or knows anything about sailing, you are now laughing, because this is sort of the backwards way of going about it. You don't buy a boat first and then learn how to sail it. You're going to want to know how to sail before you drop the big bucks, until you know. Oh. You will be told that buying a boat is just the same as throwing money into a hole in the water. And whereas this can be true, I am not against owning boats, necessarily, because I like to think of myself as something of a sailor myself. And I know you're thinking, Tob, where in the hell would you have ever sailed? You live in Nebraska. Nebraska is the most landlocked state ever. Well, yeah, that's true, but we do have some big lakes, and there are small sailboats in this world. So, I have actually sailed a snark on a pond. And then, of course, there's all my toy sailboats. And then, of course, there's my radio control sailboat. Now, you might be thinking, that's completely different. No, sailing is sailing. It doesn't matter what scale you do it at. It's all the same concept straight across the board. Now, the funny thing is, I've been playing with sailboats since I was pretty young. I was, 13 or 14 when I bought my first sailboat? I think I was 14. Anyway, I still have it. It's my blue Star number 4. It's my most used sailboat. Although I haven't been out sailing these pond yachts in quite some time. I would like to do that on the Dubious Goals Committee, but you sort of can't, because the whole point of sailing is wind, and wind does not do good things for microphones outdoors. Ah, good tea. And so Booper is, he's thinking about buying a boat, and he's actually shopping for boats, and he actually has found the boat he wants to buy, a C&C 38 footer. Yeah, no, he doesn't want to start with a starter's boat. He doesn't want to learn to sail in a 14 foot dinghy like everybody in the world should. Nope. He has this idea that he's just going to buy a 38-foot boat. And the end goal here is so that he can sail to the Netherlands and then sail to Thailand. Oh my God, I don't know how bad of an idea that is, but I know not to do that myself. You can't catch me north of 40 in the Atlantic Ocean. I emailed him back saying, I can't begin to explain to you how bad of an idea this is. If you really insist on sailing to Thailand, at least go the other way. Forget the Atlantic Ocean. Oh my God. Yeah, so what? What has gotten Booper into sailing suddenly? He was never interested in it when I was into the whole idea. Yeah, there's been some outside influence that wasn't me. It turns out that Wardo is thinking about buying a boat, or has bought a boat and is taking sailing lessons or something, because Wardo has moved to Maine. And then there's McStick. McStick lives, I don't know where the hell McStick lives. McStick lives in Massachusetts or New York or somewhere, that's all the same to me. Once you get on the East Coast, it's all the same place. Now, a lot of people are going to argue that, but just trust me. Anything north of about, I don't know, Philadelphia is all the same. But regardless. Who are Mixtick and Wardo? Mixtick and Wardo are friends of Booper's from college. And these are guys that I know very well, too. And being from the East Coast, Mixtick sort of already had some sailing blood in him. But when Mixtick was around in town back in the college days, Booper had no interest in sailing. Now, Wardo, he's from like the Chicago area, the greater Chicago area. And he came to Omaha for school, and then he lived here for a while, got married, had a kid, and then they moved to, I think, if I remember correctly, back to the greater Chicagoland area. And now, for some reason, they're living in Maine. And apparently Wardo has gotten into sailing and is considering buying a boat or whatever. I don't know. So yeah, Booper wants to buy a boat. And yes, Booper does live in Colorado. Colorado is the mountains state, not the ocean state. I don't know where Booper thinks he's going to sail a 38-foot yacht. In Colorado. I suppose there's a couple places you could go. It wouldn't be all that fun, but yeah, you could. There are some mountain lakes that are fairly big, and they tend to be nice and deep, but it's not like you're... Just the fallacy of this is just shocking to me. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm into doing lots of really idiotic, stupid things. But you don't catch me buying a 38-foot boat when I live in a landlocked state. I mean, just no. Isn't that just the wackiest thing you ever heard, Dingus? Yes, Booper, he's so crazy. But regardless, all of this talk about sailing has gotten me thinking about sailing. And so yesterday I was watching some sailing videos. Yeah, I was watching America's Cup races, ones I've seen already, and I know who wins, but I had to watch them anyway just because I like fast boats. I'm not into cruising on sailboats. I mean, if you just want to go slow on a boat, just take a cruise. Get on a cruise ship. I mean, come on. For me, if you're going to get in a sailboat, you get in one that's low, fast, and dangerous. You get in a cat. You get trapped out on a cat. I was going to buy a catamaran. I love sailing, and I thought, well, after I got my first big boy job, and I'd saved up some money, and I was living large, and I thought, hey, I've got a car, I've got a place to live, I'm pretty secure right now, I think I'll buy a sailboat. It's always been my dream to sail a real boat instead of all these damn toys all the time. So I started looking at boats, and I thought, at first I just wanted to get a small 14-foot dinghy, right? Because that's like the choice boat to sail around anywhere. Couldn't find one to save my life. Apparently anybody who has one doesn't want to sell it. So as I'm looking around, I'm at a boat shop, a boat yard, and the guy says to me, no, don't got any of those. Why don't you just get a cat? And I'm like, what? Yeah, look, you can get a 19-foot cat for $1,000. What do you... Including the trailer. What do you want? And I'm like, oh, that's an interesting idea that you have. And so I looked into it. And I did some catamaran sailing. I met some people who like to sail cats on a big, long lake out in Iowa. Out about an hour and a half into Iowa. And... long story short, I never bought the boat. I had a guy who'd sell me one for $1,000. It needed a little bit of work. Nothing big. It just needed about, you know, $200 worth of new lines. And it was ready to go. And, I didn't do it. And I think the only reason I didn't do it is, I was like, well, where do I put it? Because... even though I was doing well in life, and I had a great job, and lots of money, and blah, 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 I didn't have any place to park a boat. You know, I was living in an apartment, and I only had one parking space for me in my car. And so where am I going to park a boat trailer? And I know I could rent a place and do all this, that, and the other thing, but once I got to the thinking about, okay, every time I want to go sailing, if I wake up and say, ah, I want to go sailing today, then I have to, you know, go to the storage place, hook up the boat, then drive, then, so it's just this extra step that just sort of, I don't know, it just didn't really appeal to me. So, I don't know. But now that I'm sitting here, I'm thinking what? Sixpence none the richer? Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. I love that song. I remember the first time I heard it. Well, actually, I don't. Well, actually, I might. I was probably driving down the interstate or on some state highway in Iowa, traveling around fixing broken copier machines and fax machines, hooking them up to networks. I heard that song and I went, oh my god, that's a hit. Well, yeah, we already know it's a hit, otherwise it wouldn't have been on the radio. Actually, I was just kind of mad that I didn't write it. Because, let's face it, that is brilliant. Good stuff, good stuff. Anyway, so now what are we going to do? Well, I don't know, I'm kind of torn. I was going to tell you all about this sort of new thing that I am sort of working on with my synthesizers. That's not what you're hearing in the background. But this thing that I did was not really a thing, and it's not even a whatever. It's just a... that I'm going to maybe possibly do something with later. If that makes any sense. See, the whole problem is that I started messing around with this a little bit last night, then I got distracted watching some stuff on TV, and then I got extra sidetracked when I started thinking about not just mythology in general, and I was thinking about Will-O-The-Wisps and stuff like that, and trying to, you know, get my Will-O-The-Wisp science up so I can do some more hoaxes when the weather gets warm. But then I started thinking about a particular Japanese mythological spiritual creature, a yokai, known as a Zashiki Warashi. This is that little girl. This is that little girl with the bobbed hair, usually wearing a kimono, and she's carrying one of those balls. What are those? Tenari? I don't remember. But I love this character. And I feel like if I ever have a movie, if I ever make a movie, one of these has to show up and interact somehow with the protagonist. And it's my movie, so who's the protagonist? Yeah, it's probably me. Or somebody playing me. I'm not as photogenic as I used to be, but it doesn't matter. Chicks still dig me. Oh my god. All right, this just means we need to go check in with the Cyber Japan dancers. Okay. Oh, brother. Okay. So we have... Itadakimasu. We have Kanae and Haru-chan. And they have decided to make an ASMR video. So now they're eating dango. And trying not to laugh. Because dango is really, really funny. Even Pippa thinks so. Did you hear that? My cat just meowed and yawned at the same time. Wow. Right, so I don't think we need to hear any more of Haru-chan and Kazue eating dango. Why do they never play with fire? Why do you never see these girls playing with fireworks, or, you know, hanabi? That's all they talk about in anime and manga. They have to go see the summer fireworks festival, summer fireworks festival. Those words are natsu, hanabi, and matsuri, but I don't know what order to put them in to actually say, you know, summer Japanese fireworks festival. So it might be Natsu Hanabi Matsuri. I don't know. What? Do we have to keep whispering? Apparently, because the gain's turned all the way up. Here, let's eat this yummy cracker. Right, so we've got two girls eating crackers while wearing bikinis. And they have lots of hanazashi. And, yeah. Somebody give them some fireworks. Why is this not a thing? All I want to see are some Japanese bikini models lighting some fireworks. You know, nothing big. You know, maybe just some 6-inch shells, polka shells. You know, I wouldn't even have to have that. Just a couple of girls sitting around with some Senko Hanabi, just watching little sparks. What do I have to do? What's going on here? I seriously have no idea what is going on here, and what is the cat doing? What? What? Seriously? Magical Senpai? Everybody needs a magical senpai. Pippa, what are you doing? Don't knock stuff. My cat is now trying to aggravate me. You know you're not allowed to play with these cables. You know you're not allowed to mess with this stuff. What are you doing? Just sit here and watch Magical Senpai. I don't think Pippa wants to watch Magical Senpai. You should watch it. It's a good show. Senpai bends. Yeah, she does. Anyway, yeah, this is an interesting anime that is kind of funny if you like bad magicians. And that's something I always wanted to do. Back when I was a kid, I was thinking, you know what would be a funny magic act? Is if you had a magician who was actually bad at doing magic. And I'm not saying, you know, a comedy magic act, because if there's one thing I hate in this world, it is magic comedy. So it's hard to explain this concept to non-magicians. This would basically be jazz magic. And when I say jazz, I mean jazz as in music for musicians. Nobody who isn't a musician likes jazz. And if they say so, they're lying. They're just trying to be cool. They're just trying to impress you. Jazz is music for musicians. And there is magic. There are magic tricks that are this way as well. These are magic tricks that are only for magicians. You only perform them for magicians because they're the only ones that are going to get it. Because these are very meta magic tricks. Now, how do you do this? What's the difference between a magic trick for a common person and a magic trick for a magician? Well, it's hard to explain without giving away any trade secrets, but think of it this way. A magic trick for a common person is a very simple magic trick. You only have to trick them in a very easy way because they don't know methods of trickery. They are not familiar with concepts of deception. So these are people that are easy to trick. If you do that exact same magic trick to another magician, that magician's going to know how it's done. You're not going to impress the magician any, because he knows the techniques that you used to do that trick, right? So to do a magic trick for a magician who already knows all the tricks, it's going to have to be a pretty damn good magic trick. You're going to have to think up some way of doing a very common magic trick a new way. Let's say you just wanted to make a coin disappear. Every magician worth his salt knows how to make a coin disappear. So in order to disappear a coin in front of a magician and actually fool them, you're going to have to think of some way to do that. However, if you do that trick that you did for a magician to a regular person, they're not going to be impressed because it's just another quarter just disappearing. You've already done that trick 40 times using all the simple methods. So sometimes you don't need the simplest methods. You need the most dubious methods, and that's why we listen to the Dubious Goals Committee every single day at 1930 UTC. Pippa, don't step on the synth. My cat's trying to walk across my 303 again and pushing all the buttons. Oh, wait, it's lunchtime. Later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
I said, hey.